The Afterworlds podcast is a linear storytelling experience that is best listened to from the beginning. If you haven't listened from the start, we recommend it, as it will greatly improve your experience. If you're all caught up, welcome back and enjoy the show.
Welcome to the end of the world.
No, it's just
the Afterworlds podcast.
How's it going, Wastelanders? I'm your host, Parker, with Harvey Barrel, the cyborg mutant handyman, and Mayor Jackson Two-Fist McGill, coming to you every week from out of the bunker and into your ears from WKZED Junktown Radio. Together, we're going to attempt to use our skills to survive in a world full of cyborgs, robots, zombies, and mutants, broadcasting through all time and space still somehow, with our comatose android companion as a transmitter, which definitely violates obscure end-user license agreements. This is the last talk radio show on Earth, and we have a special segment today.
Gotta get a beer ready for this. Go ahead.
Miss Swiss has informed us that we're going to have a special guest on the show. We're getting a diplomatic envoy from one of the groups that has declared war on Junktown on the show today.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, which one is it? Is it the Tiffany Raiders?
Is it the King Norco Callus, the drug dealer? Allegedly.
All it says is that we're going to get a diplomatic visitor from one of the factions that declared war on us. It doesn't actually say.
Okay, all right. It doesn't matter. You're right. Gunruma, go clean. That hurts.
Yeah.
The one time I actually needed him. He's not here.
Yeah, kind of dick move there. Now I kind of hope it's one of your kids that shows up and kicks you in the asshole.
You know, I would take that kick. Deep into my rectal machine.
Please never call it a rectal machine again.
I've never had anybody who had, like, any sort of, like, an official title come on the show before. So, I mean, we've had people who've had, like, unofficial titles, like the cowboy or the man cow or, like, the wolf man. The man wolf.
Excuse me, I am the mayor.
Right, but I mean, like, you're our mayor, right? So it's kind of like, you know, you're like a friendly face, and we know all we got to do is just not drink your beer, and we're good to go, right?
Among other things I haven't mentioned, but yeah, pretty much.
Like, but what are all of the particulars of whatever this other group is going to be? Like, are we going to offend them when we say, how's it going? Like, is that like a word that they don't use where they're from?
Oh, okay. So you're looking for, like, the protocol of, you know, how to take in foreign dignitaries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I was just going to clean up the place.
Yeah, I think it all depends on which one shows up, you know, because if it's the Norco Callus, we've dealt with him before. We have a little knowledge, you know, he's very up and proper. We have to talk very nice. Some reason that's a vampire.
Like a vampire,
yeah. Yeah, so maybe vampire talk to him.
Wait a minute. Then, was he a vampire? I mean, he was immortal. We did, like, set him on fire and crush him through some bars in a jail cell.
Yeah. True, but he also ran out in the middle of the daylight. I think that's like a big faux pas for them,
did
right?
Did he sparkle?
Oh, I didn't catch it.
Is it inappropriate to ask an envoy of a vampire if their boss is a vampire?
We need to make a list of questions that we're going to ask this dignitary as they come in. No matter who comes into that door, we got to have a list of questions that we know will work.
Okay.
Okay. If it's the Tiffany Raiders guy, person, whomever it is from them, I can deal with them. I'm pretty good at talking with raiders.
And also, I would like to know if Tiffany's a vampire. She's got blood tattoos.
True, true. And I think that the lead point person for the Potato Army should be probably you, Harvey, right? So if it's one of your yeah. kids that show up, you'll be the one taking point on that conversation.
Do you think that might, like, actually put us on a bad footing because I've been such a bad dad?
Well, that's where you can try to work that Harvey magic and make your way back into friendship with your children rather than, you know, constantly neglect.
Okay, okay.
I've written a series of questions here, so I can make sure that I'm ready to ask them. I've got, like, are you a vampire? Are you a vampire?
Yes.
Are you a vampire?
Yes.
And is V a vampire?
Ooh, good question.
Fair, fair.
Right?
Fair,
I've got questions here of what do you want?
Ooh.
Yeah, that's a pretty good one. Oh, solid. Shit. I got to put another one up top here. What is your name? We forget that one all the time.
Oh, what do you look like for the audience?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to ask what they have so we can see if we can take that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because if they describe themselves, then we can, you know, we can maybe get some dibs. Huh?
Yeah, exactly.
We finally got a shipment of chairs in. We've got, there's like 12 chairs in here. So they'll be okay, able to pick a chair.
Do we need to play some music and then just turn it off randomly for him?
Oh.
No, actually, do you guys hear that?
Oh, that is music.
And boom.
Yeah, there's some fanfare going on.
Yeah.
It's like marching sound? Is that like footsteps?
Look, I think our guest is finally here.
Oh, let's get the chairs then. Set up.
This has definitely got to be the no count guy. Got to be the regal dude. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Listen to that.
Push broom this these caps out of here.
No, leave them.
Oh,
intimidate.
Okay. Oh, scoop. Okay.
Oh man, do they have fog machines out there? How is the there's a cloud of fog rolling in and somebody appearing through the mist?
He looks like he's 7 foot tall.
And do you taste that fog in the air? That it's grape. It's a grape fog.
It's sickly sweet.
Ah.
Man, look at them. That armor.
Those boots.
Dark and ominous.
He's got like 145 medals.
Look at the pauldrons.
At least 10 of those medals are actual medals.
Oh, look at that hat?
Yeah.
A giant hat?
Like a bundle?
Like a turban?
Oh, that's what it is.
Is that Egyptian cotton?
Why? How nice of you to ask, but no, it's even finer. It's 3-ply quilted.
Oh, goddamn.
Motherfucker. It's a goddamn Joey!
He's just taller because he's got platforms.
Please do not... Don't refer to me to one of those commoner Joeys. I am far more educated and flavorful.
I'll definitely say, is that... Were those fog machines filled with grape soda?
Yeah.
You fucking wasteful son of a...
Well, right. I mean, he's still an ambassador. We gotta, like...
I find it adds for such an ominous entry, but unfortunately, your floors are gonna be real sticky.
Oh, we're actually taking the whole Joda Soda Populous thing seriously. Got it.
Well, there's a lot of them.
I mean, look how many are, like, on their knees bowing behind him.
For the Joey Armada, all hail the Commissar Joey! He'll lead us to victory!
Oh. Okay, well, so not only are you the ambassador, but you're the leader of the entire Joey army?
I have fought many a Joey battles, and always have arisen victorious and whatnot. Like,
amongst yourself?
Alright, so, what the hell do you want?
Silence, you fool! I'm here to tell you the demands of the great Joey Allfather. We will not leave...
Holy shit, he just killed the Commissar Joey. We can't one hand. We can't go on without our leader.
Oh, he said he wanted violence.
Oh, I'll be a leader. I want his hat.
Oh, yeah, I'm fancy now.
Dress the new Commissar.
Javi, you want this one?
Let's hear him out for a little bit first. But yes.
All right, peons. You hear me now? The Joeys demand all of your technical equipment. Even the kitchen stuff, we want that too.
Wait, what about me?
You got technical bits?
Look at me.
We'll take those, but we don't want the rest of you.
Oh, okay, no problem. Here, let's shake on it.
Oh, okay. Oh, God, my arm, fuck!
Well, don't just leave him wounded. Finish him off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Ah, my pacemaker!
Yeah. Yeah, that was
alright.
That was good.
Any other Joeys? Who's the Commissar now?
I think I'll pass too. Hey, Joey, do you want to be the condiment? Oh, yeah, that sounds fancy. Get the mustard. You just gotta just put this hat on and go tell those guys this list. Okay.
All right, listen here, you little turnips. I'm Cadbury Joey now.
Man, they keep insulting us for, like, first go out. Like, that doesn't help their case.
Actually, no, this is a perfect time.
Your two-ply toilet paper. One ply will offend us. We want most, if not all,
one of the main rules of the proper application of violence.
Even the ones that hide in the air vents. We know they're there. I need 13 USB cubes.
Commissar Joey.
It's Cadbury Joey, you fool.
Hey, Cadbury Joey.
Yeah, what's poppin'?
Take this, you vampire son of a bitch!
Oh, God!
Oh, fuck! Holy shit, that Joey was a vampire? I'm out of here! Guys, they're vampires! Run! Leave the undead!
Hey, guys, are vampires actually a thing? I don't think they are. I think we've talked about this. I don't think they are.
Well, I mean, we've talked about the possibility of chupacabras and big feet. And so, I mean, would that classify as a cryptid?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, we need to check the dating app.
Oh, yeah. Is that up and running?
I think it was like, okay, cryptid. Maybe you can pull it up on DJ here. No, he's just swinging the knife.
Yeah, he's been really touchy every time I try to use his screens for personal business.
Well, I mean, I saw what you were doing the other day.
You didn't see nothing. You shut your mouth.
Was it really personal?
I mean, like, it was rather public.
You're doing your taxes in public? For shame.
I mean, it was the city's taxes?
You know, no one's supposed to see that except you. And your head of finance.
Pardon me for barging in here. I just saw some fucking goofy fellas running out the door saying there was vampires in here.
Oh, what the? Look at this plain-looking schmuck. Yeah. I mean, no offense.
Are you guys vampires?
Oh, no. It is a strict possibility that the third dead guy right there was a vampire, because I didn't get an answer to the question from him. And the other two are really unknown. So, maybe?
Oh, man. He doesn't look like he could bite me.
Are you looking to become a vampire?
I mean, why not?
Not a bad question.
It doesn't seem like such a bad thing.
I mean, what brand of vampire? Like the ones that can only hang out in the nighttime? Or are you looking to sparkle it up like, you know?
Well, I mean, we've got an opening on the show today. Here, grab a seat. What's your name?
Oh, well, wait, I'm on live TV?
No, this is a radio show. It's kind of like TV, but with listening. Oh,
well, welcome to WKZED Radio.
Oh. So they can't see me.
No. Oh, my God. That's how radios work. It's your voice.
No.
Oh, man. Well, that's a shame, because I'm real pretty, and you fellas aren't so much.
You are the living embodiment of beige.
Yeah, you look like the color dull.
Well, thank
you're
you.
Welcome. Aw.
My mother always told me I had the personality of mayonnaise.
Well, I shouldn't waste these questions. What's your name?
Well, I'm always a little bit, you know, shy telling people my name. You know, that's how you get bounties on your rat quick and whatnot in these wastes. But you seem like friendly folk. I'll take a risk. My name is Doug.
Doug?
I'm just kidding. It's actually Jeff. Yeah,
that makes way more sense. That look like a Jeff.
Jeff the... Jeff...
Well, just thank you.
Just Jeff. Like the Impaler, like the Face Ripper,
just
Testicle Smasher, like Jeff the what?
What's your gimmick, son?
Someone once yelled, "Jeff, you coward," but that's that.
Jeff
no, I'm just Jeff.
Definitely gives us, it makes a statement. Not a good one.
But I mean, yeah, just Jeff?
Just Jeff. So wait, do you find yourself to be a rather just person?
Yep.
Oh.
I am.
Have you ever stolen anything?
Well, no, I have not. In fact, I used to be involved in the court systems and whatnot.
Oh.
An overseer of the law.
Why are you here in my turf? Because I'm sheriff in these parts. Varmint.
Well, I was trying to...
Well, he said used to.
I don't know if he's trying to poach my job.
Used to. Yeah. That was back in the old typey-typey days. But I don't that no more.
Right. Yeah, so back to the... Why the fuck are you here with Joey's?
Well, I'm not. I was just tailoring after those fools, because they seem to have a lot of money and a lot of holes in their pockets.
Oh, I didn't know the Joey's were wealthy.
Well, they did pay us weekly pretty irregularly, but they had caps.
Yeah, they don't dress like it, but they sure have a jingle in their pocket. And that's what attracted me. I actually followed them for the past 40 miles.
How much would you say you've earned in these last 40 miles?
I'm not obliged to share that information.
Oh, he's smart. Dang.
Yeah, good call. I was gonna dibs it. Not gonna lie.
We should probably not really display like these piles of caps in this room.
Oh.
This guy, he's smart how he, you know, hiding it a little.
Yeah, but he already he said he doesn't steal. He's a just person.
I'll grab the push broom.
Yeah, no. I'm a just Jiff. I don't take kindly to those who feel they can break the law and go above and beyond and create more disrepair in our leftover of humanity and whatnots.
Well, then we won't tell you about a lot of what we've done. So anyway, so where are you from originally?
Shahisberg.
Oh, man. You wouldn't happen to have heard about some of the latest tragedies in that town, have you?
Well, I have not. As you see, I've been following them Joeys shortly after I encountered some fellow with way too much poop on his hands.
Mm-hmm. And was that the sign marker?
Yep, that's
crossing
that's the
that
one.
T. Shahisberg's T crosser.
Some fella. But anywho, I stole his shovel and I made my way south or east. I can't remember which direction I'm going now. It's been way too many days, and I haven't had anything to drink but my own urine.
Wait a second. Wait, time out. You said...
Oh.
You've never stolen anything. And then you said you stole the shit shoveler's shovel.
Well, hold on. That shovel was stolen in the first place, so actually I was picking it up to return it to its rightful owner. That's what I meant.
And did you?
I'm on my way.
But you don't know which way you're going, left or right.
I mean, I'm getting there. Did you guys lose a shovel?
No, and if my fingerprints are on it, that's just happenstance.
Well, see? Case solved. I'll probably be on my way now. That's about that.
Well, I mean, if you'd like to hang out for a little bit, we actually... I've still got a couple of questions that, I mean, I wrote down today that I definitely need to ask. And also, we have an email.
Oh.
Yeah. So, we got anybody out there who's listening can email us at theelevatorhour@gmail.com from any point in time or space, and it'll get to us. And you can leave an accent you want at the top. You can also tell us from when in time you are messaging us, and we'll read it on the show.
We really want you to tell us when. It's gotten us in trouble.
It's more for us than you, unless you need us to do something for you, and if you're sending us an email, chances are you've heard the bullshit we've gone through, so just timestamp it, that'd be great.
So this one is from Jebediah, who's like, downstairs.
The old trapping slapper.
Yeah, and he says, let me do my best Jebediah here. Howdy, y'all. It's me, Jebediah, father of Cletus Jr. It's been a bit, so after all those shenanigans with the armies. I took a few blows to the head and everything's all fuzzy-like still. I gots to thinking that what all time and space shenanigans we could pull a one-up on them sons of bitches. But I can remember one part. Harvey, when you wire it, you did orange to white blue stripe and white black. Same as yellow, but got a blue dash as well. Brown's just got a red dash, and gray had a red-white. Oh, and white. Can't remember what it's for, but I remember saying the order was important. Good luck if you get this all in time. I gotta go lie down now. Oh, tell Two-Fist I'm sorry about his toes. They do look better now, at least. Professional trapping slapper, Jebediah.
Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, just go orange, white, blue stripe, and white, black, and then same as yellow, but then it's the blue dash as well, with the browns and the red dash, and the gray with the red and white, and, oh, and the white. Or, wait, or did he say it was the blue with the black stripes and with the white and the blue with the same as the green that has the red dash with the brown dash? No, that one definitely right. And black with just some blue white and green? No, I keep saying green. Green doesn't feel right. Oh, now I'm confused.
Wait, you're missing the big part of this, that Jebediah helps us in the fight against these peoples.
Oh, put him on the list.
Oh.
Yeah, we gotta get him on the show and talk to him.
Did that guy just have a stroke?
Oh yeah, you're still here.
Yep.
Hey.
Well, obviously mine was some wiring tips for something mechanical that I'm, you know, need a handyman around on. If I can just get that right.
All right, well, hi, I'm Jeff. I didn't like that email much. I think Jebediah is a dumb name. Also, the cord bits, that was just confusing. Like, maybe don't do that next time.
No, that this was all pertinent.
Also, he should work on his storytelling. That
all pertinent information. He gave us all pertinent information.
Okay, all right. Well, we're going to have to mark him on the board here for allies in the war.
Jebediah. And,
Jeff does have a point, though. He could have, like, you know, put, like, a dragon in the story or something like that.
Parker, goddammit.
I mean, anything more interesting than some wires.
Well, I mean, there was more than just wires. There was his toes. But let me just take a few steps back here to admire our list here. We have us, Jebediah, and, oh, God, what did I just step on?
Ow, you dick.
Oh, the message.
I mean, you're heavy, but my toes seem fine for now.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, then do you want me to try again?
No. Oh, let it happen organically.
Oh,
tell
okay.
Tell him the juice is going to be pissed.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we're already way past that. We are branching hard from the trunk.
Oh, you want to know it's a great branch, though?
Yeah.
A word from our sponsors.
Did you know 1 in 4 Rad Titans are illiterate?
Go hook for...
For just 4 caps a day, you too can help with the re-education of the Rad Titan population in your area.
Huh?
That's right. For just 4 caps a day, these poor, illiterate sods...
What you call me?
...will have a chance to grow out of their meager means.
He using big words.
I'll give you 4 caps.
Hi, my name Tronk. Thanks to Hooked on Frumpdix, me learned how to say big word like grumpy and frumptatious, then count too far.
Frooked on Hunt Dix?
Frooked on Hunt Dix.
I apologize. For 8 caps, please. 8 caps a week. These pure waste of genetic material.
I know genetic material.
You have 8 caps?
No, he
said he have caps.
I did
someone say 8?
Ow, that...
Praise the Night Mother.
Make way, it's a Joey.
Say, hey, it's a Joey.
Hey, clear the way to the counter, boy. What's poppin'? Look at me, I'm a freaking star. So come be the first in this room to kiss this ass. Make way, here we come, doing shots, grab a gun. You're gonna love this guy.
Can't you see it is Joey? Joey's gonna pop a list.
He's the guy with 20 cans inside his bag.
Come back for more.
Make all of your whores.
Go slinging bras at me, cause bitch I'm raw.
It's Joey, I'm full of sea. He's still in your food. Bottles of cans, wounds of mans, he's coming for you.
He slept with our grinning whores.
He uses top pits in his sores.
He's sleeping under the floor.
It's a Joey.
You'll never see him.
Wastelanders is why we formed an army to die.
And we're back. So, I mean, Jeff, today we're supposed to be interviewing the ambassador for the Joeys, and since you're here, I guess that's you. So, I mean, we're supposed to find out what the army of the Joeys' demands are. Do you have any demands that you can give us for the army of the Joeys?
They want something that when they're walking around out in the wastes for no reason to avoid their wife, and they have to drink their pee to survive, it makes their pee taste better.
Oh.
They said that.
Okay. Well, I mean,
that's fair, I suppose.
Also, they... Yeah. Oh, hey, there's this little crinkle up list on the floor. Hold on. Oh. They want 13 gallons of vegan mayonnaise? But it's spelled mayonnaise.
Oh.
Well, no, they don't want that, no. We're gonna
change. Give him a couple gallons of mace.
Oh, here's a pencil. Feel free to change anything you want on that list. You're in charge.
All right, we're gonna get rid of that one. Three.
Oh, here. Do you want the hat?
Oh, that's a lot of teepee.
That'll last for quite a while.
Damn, that's soft. Is this two? Is this two ply?
Like gold.
He said it was three ply.
Oh man. I thought that company went out of business. This is gold where I come from.
Wait, are you saying it's a very rare place to get three-ply?
No, it's garbage. I'm putting it in this garbage bag for that reason. Anyway, okay. Let's get back to this list. They want 27 empty tuna cans. Why?
Oh. Does it to hold the mayonnaise?
Maybe they're like serving cups.
Maybe? Oh, nope. Okay, there it is. They want enough possum milk to fill 27 saucers to feed small rad kittens. I see that kind of connects that right there with that one.
I'm not going to lie. I want to comply with that one. That one's nice.
That makes more sense.
Why would you give rad kittens possum milk? That's just a recipe for disaster.
I mean, we made a cyber scorpion on accident. Don't ask us why.
Can we get 27 saucers of rad cat milk so we can feed these kittens? Where do they get the kittens?
Yeah. No, the possum part has like 14 underlines on it, so I think they really want that.
I don't think there's kittens at all. I think they just want to drink the possum milk.
That is possible. It says here next they want the drug butters and the drug soaps.
Oh. Yeah, well, they can go through the mail order system like everybody else.
Yeah, they can send the email.
All right. Needs address. All right. And that's about it on the list, except for you to call them Big Cap Daddy.
Oh.
I'm gonna scribble that one out. I'm uncomfortable by that.
Well, if you want, you can throw some other ones on there for yourself. I mean, you're the one that's in charge of this right now. And then essentially, if the Joeys win and beat us up, you'll get the stuff that you're looking for.
All right. Well, hell yeah. I'm going to ride, let's say, 300 plasma rounds, 1,500 caps. That sounds good. My father's respect. I'm going to put that one on there, too.
Oh,
good
luck.
I mean, hey, this seems like a magic list. I'm going to put whatever I can get on it. my wife, Darlene, to get off my fucking ass. And that's everything I could ever need.
Oh, okay.
Oh, wait, sorry, I forgot a few. Also, I want you to get rid of every mirror in this place. They're useless, and I hate seeing myself. I find it brings on vain characteristics and depression and feelings. And
oh, are there a lot of mirrors that survive the apocalypse? I know that I've got a couple down in the bunker, but I know the ones up in the station bathrooms, those are all smashed.
Still too many for comfort. Also, if you have any garlic plants, or any dried garlic, or any powdered or minced garlic, you need to throw that out.
Is this where you tell us to garlic your balls?
Wait, was there a recall?
Yes, that's exactly it. In fact, there was a recall. All of it came from the land of Saskatchewania, and they found that there was high amounts of lead in the garlic, and it's bad for guys named Jeff, and you need to throw it out right the fuck now.
Oh. Harvey, do you know if Baker's Food Project, are they making garlic?
You know, that's a very good question. I am not sure about that. You know, I could go downstairs and check real fast.
We'll have to make sure that, find out if they're, you know, adding lead. And if they are, we should say, don't do that. We've got friends who are allergic to lead.
Yeah, I mean, I find it personally makes things a little sweeter, but...
Yeah, nope, that's about it. Also, tell those religious nuts to stop, you know, saying words over their water. Normal water's fine just by itself. It doesn't need to have words and whatnot in it.
I also noticed that you scribbled on your note there, no doors?
Yeah,
no front doors?
At least the front one. They're useless, I mean, really. Why do you even need a front door when you have all these other doors in your house?
What's that note? It says, welcome mats, do work. All right.
Oh, yep, definitely. Yeah, welcome mats. If you're not going to get rid of the door, maybe just put a key under it, under the welcome mat, with a note that says, you're welcome to come in. Seems redundant because you have the welcome mat, but really, you know.
Oh, I know what's going on. Guys, I know what's going on. This guy, I know what he is. He's trying to pre-dibs our place.
Oh. Well,
if the Joeys win and we're all dead, then you'd get to be the radio station.
Oh, you got me.
I knew it. You can't pull one over me. I eat too much lead for that.
What? I mean, we'll be dead though.
Like lead paint or just straight lead?
I mean, wherever you can find it, man. Old miniatures, like heck, man. Whatever.
Wow.
So, say I got this pocket full of fishing weights here.
Ooh.
You like that?
Yeah.
Go on, I want
to
see.
They got a nice fish flavor to them.
They do.
It's like an umami-flavored lead.
Yep, I also soak them in gasoline. That's the trick.
God damn, did you make these just for me? Jesus, I'm salivating.
Go on, nibble one up, little fella.
That all sounds terrible.
Mm, yeah, for you.
Wow, he wasn't kidding.
You can really chew on these ones. Oh.
All right, Mr. Parkour, how much for this here robot filly you got?
What the fuck?
Well, hold on just a second. Hey, Two-Fist.
Yeah.
What's a you mommy? Is that like a your mom joke, but like...
Well, typically with you mommies, you gotta pay more.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, are you trying to buy DJ?
No, gross. That little fucking floor sucker? Hell no.
No, that's...
No. Our comatose android companion.
Yeah, no, that looks like a pile of garbage with a gun attached.
No, that's just Roomba. That's gun Roomba, and currently... He is in the middle of a rebuild, so maybe hold your criticisms for when it's done, huh? Show a little respect.
And DJ 9000 over here is what we were talking about. You know, the one with the arm that's swinging the knife.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
I'm starting to notice a trend with our androids, guys.
No, that's mighty threatening and all, but no, I want this here fella you got here that eats the lead.
Oh, Harvey!
Oh,
yep.
Oh, man, I'm a cyborg, man. I'm a mutant cyborg.
Well, you heard him. He's a U-mommy, so he's gotta pay more.
Yeah, you gotta pay more for the U-mommies.
I'm a top-cap kind of client.
I thought you were Jeff.
I'm just Jeff. And being part of the law, being just and all, I have way too much money. A lot of money, in fact.
So much pay a just price
that I don't find happiness in life anymore, and I like to make frivolous purchases, like people. I want to buy this person.
Yeah, something about that statement.
Yeah,
doesn't sit right with me.
Sounds extra wrong.
Not like that way. Jeez, that's dark. No, no way. I want it for sexual purposes.
Oh, okay. No, I don't function that way. Well, I got all you, that replaced.
What about you just eat lead balls and I touch myself?
What? What's that, guys? DJ's freaking out. His arms is going wild right now. You see that?
Hey.
Yeah.
You keep that little stabby fucker back.
Yeah, and his display keeps saying V amp. V amp.
Oh, maybe he's low on power to only 5 amps?
Yep.
You need
No, he wants you to convert the voltages to amps. That's the clear.
Okay, so do we need to his plugins look all right.
You need a amp converter.
I don't think I have one of those.
Yeah, you are amps. You don't convert them.
Like, what do you do with a V amp converter? Like, how would one convert to a V amp? Do you need like how many nodes? Do you need one or two nodes to really pierce through?
Is that like one of those European converters with like the three prongs?
No, there's a lot more than that. At least. I mean, I could show you if you want. Nah, you know, I actually, it's funny you ask. I brought me a hemp converter, and I got it right around the corner here. That's what I was working on just before I heard all them little raspberry fellas yelling about vampires and whatnot. Funny story, non-related. Anyway, why don't you, Mr. Harvard, you come with me. I'm gonna show you it. I'll show you how it works.
Okay, it's creepy he knows my name, but yeah, let's do this. Show me where I'd find this adapter and where do I install it. Well, I'll show you where the stuff is over here.
Oh, yep, just follow me right around here.
Hey, Parker.
What's going on?
I just realized, as that guy kind of stepped into the light, he's almost as pale as you are.
Yeah, I haven't seen anybody else with my kind of complexion in a long time.
Did you sell him some of your soap?
I don't think so. I've just been talking about selling soap and then using it all myself. I don't think I've actually sold any soap in, like, a year.
Okay, I think we're all set, guys. I feel kind of funny. Are you guys normally that wobbly looking?
No. Huh. Harvey, you're leaking oil out of two holes in your neck.
Oh, I was looking down at my crotch. That makes that okay. Whoa, my neck. Ow, let me. Oh, yeah. That does seem like I sprung. That's a lot. That's a.
Whoa.
Cathod.
Hey,
God damn it.
Hey.
What the fuck?
Jeff. Why do you have oil in your mouth?
He said.
Yeah, why is it leaking ominously from both sides of your lips?
He said that was 5W20.
V-amp. V-amp. Vamp. Vamp. He's a goddamn vampire!
Hold on now. I am not no vampire.
You gotta tell us. That's entrapment.
I'm not looking to entrap nobody. I'm actually an ampire, and I feed off of electricity.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, you should probably not do that to our friends. Like, that's an awkward situation, because we're in no danger at all, Two-Fist.
Oh.
Yep, no, I have no need for you guys, really. I mean, maybe the little robot feller? He's got something in, but honestly, after that feller told me he had a filter or an oil cleaning recently, and that obviously was not true.
Hey, fuckface! Suck on this! And you're not fucking welcomed back!
God, fuck. Are you guys okay? Fuck, just... I should just let evolution take care of itself half the time. Why do I do this? Why am I like this? Why are you guys such fucking idiots, too? That's just... Especially you two... Fuck, you know what? Pick up Grease Lightning and let's go get him fixed up.
What's up? I'm Joey MK3, fully cybernetic enhanced model. I'm here to be the Clambassador condiment. And here's my list of... Holy shit, is that an empire?
The Afterworlds podcast was recorded in an improv setting with very little preparation or guidance. Harvey Barrel was voiced by Hunter O'Gwynn. Jackson Two-Fist McGill was voiced by Wes Johnson. Parker was voiced by Udo Long. Just Jeff the Empire was voiced by Adric Kolokithis. Baker was voiced by Rin Brock. If you'd like to hear more of Hunter and Wes, check them out on the Role Playing Grenade podcast on all major podcast platforms. And if you want to catch more of all of us, check us out at twitch.tv/KingNorcalius. That's NorcalIus. This podcast and its production is funded entirely by the community and its hosts. So if you'd like to get involved, head on over to patreon.com/afterworldspodcast. There's a link in the description. And you can check us messing around on TikTok at the Afterworlds Podcast. Thanks for listening.